Welcome to the Sable Singularity, a space where storytelling, technology, games, and systems collide on purpose. This is where I build out loud, learn in public, and document the messy, magical process of becoming. If you're a creative, a builder, a gamer, or just a curious mind, pull up a chair or a rocket ship. Let's surf the singularity together. This is Kobe R. Rice, and before you even ask, yes, this is a, I don't even know what to call it, a hooded blanket that is representative of some sort of black cat. Yes, it does absolutely have these adorable pink paws in the front with pockets. Yes, it does have cat ears. Yes, the hood is too small for my head. Yes, it is very comfortable. And no, I will not be explaining further because wearing this brings me joy. I don't care how crazy it looks. I love it. And I am reporting to you, not live, but very alive feeling after having gone to Anime NYC at the Javits Center on Thursday with me and my kid, which is where I got this amazing household item. And just because I'm still riding on the high of that, I am wearing this all weekend until I have to go back and be professional in my work life, which is going to be very soon. But in any case, welcome back. I am Kobe R. Rice, and I am not only comfortable, hello, I'm a storyteller, full stack engineer, game designer, and tech founder, and welcome back to my Sable Singularity blog, podcast, whatever you want to call it, and this is log number 5. I tried something a little bit different today because the place that the camera was before was giving very much, I don't know, just stale, like not really a great angle. I'm trying to figure out how to get more comfortable with the camera, ironically, even though I had another podcast where I filmed and recorded over 100 episodes, and somehow I'm feeling kind of weird on camera. Again, another piece of irony being that I'm wearing a cat hood. So whatever. Okay, so in any case, I don't want to amble ramble today, and my apologies for being gone for so long. Again, to my 6 viewers, my apologies. I think the thing that I'm struggling with is that I feel like I have to have some kind of not even deep analysis, but I do want to, you know, have a meatier sort of update for you guys. And I feel some kind of weird inner pressure to have like some sort of 30 to 45 minute thing. And I'm not going to do that today. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to do that going forward really ever again, trying to limit my, matter of fact, let me look right now. I've already wasted 3 minutes. I'm going to try to limit my podcast to like a max of maybe 20 minutes. Probably try to cut that in half. But I wanted to come back and give you guys an update and some thoughts, because I know that I wanted to use this podcast originally to document my journey as an engineer and storyteller and game designer and tech founder, to show myself and the world that we don't have to live in these separate boxes. You can merge these lives together and create synergy. And I want to still continue to do that more consistently. So hence the shorter podcast. All right, so let's just jump into it. So what's been going on since I've been gone, since I've disappeared into the ether? Well, quite a bit. I don't know if you can tell, I'm probably looking pretty exhausted. Sorry about that for those of you who are watching. For those of you who are listening, it doesn't matter. But I'm pretty exhausted because things have been very, very busy for me since the last time I spoke to you guys. We are more than halfway through Q3, which is really insane to me, actually, that we're actually coming close to the end of Q3 nearly. And a lot of things have been happening at work and outside of work that I'm super excited to talk to you about. So here we go. Number one, the one thing I want to address from the last vlog that I recorded is that I talked about strategy and having a strategic plan for the different areas of your life. And I said I wanted to come back and give you guys a gift to help you become more personally fluent in whatever your strategy is going to be. And I come bearing that gift today, okay? In the description below, you'll find a link to a workbook for your own strategic plan, and it has some fantastic sections to it. A lot of reflection parts, obviously, but then some hardcore planning where you can list out your own set of divisions, meaning the areas of life that you want to focus on and achieve goals in. And you're able to plan out your plan for each division of your life. For me, I have 12 ongoing divisions right now. Two of those 12 are currently in hiatus, but that is planned, and that's supposed to be, that's how it is. It's supposed to be how it is for me, because you can't focus on everything at once, and it's just not the season for a few of those divisions. For other divisions, those are on and popping, and I'm really excited to give you guys an overview and update on the most relevant ones today, because this is Disabled Singularity, and many of those divisions apply to what we talk about here. But in any case, team, go and grab your strategic plan below. It's a great, almost 60-page workbook. You can print it. You can edit it if you have Adobe Editor, and you can do that digitally and just use it to kind of get grounded in what it is you actually want to do in life. And it doesn't have to be anything formal. If you just want to travel more, if you just want to pursue peace more, right? Relax more. Pursue hobbies. Like, those can be your divisions. They don't have to be you chasing down some sort of corporate, you know, dream or hustle culture, right? For me, it's a balance of peace and relaxation and hobbies and some aspects of hustle culture. Not because I like to hustle, just to say I'm hustling, but because I do have specific goals that are tied to actual products, actual things that I have to publish and produce and put into production. So anyway, grab your strategy plan down below in the description, and I hope that it's really helpful for you in planning out where you want your life to go this year and beyond. That's number one. So making good on my promise. Number two, what is happening? So for two of my divisions, things have been going like stupidly well. Actually, I would say three as a whole. I mean, they're all going pretty well, thankfully. Knock on wood, I guess. We're knocking on wood. Okay. But the three that come to mind were the outside work opportunities to, you know, network, you know, do some side work for other folks and grow my portfolio. That was a temporary opportunity that seems to have kind of come to its end, but it was a really fantastic experience. And so I think that will be an ongoing relationship, and I'm really excited about that. So that concluded very well. I was able to contribute to a lot of really fantastic projects, and I hope that I'll be able to do that again in Q4. The other major thing that is going on is my day-to-day job / career. And recently I have seen some level of synergy between what I do as a sales enablement specialist manager, senior instructional designer, and a growing full stack engineer, because I have recently been allowed to create a product engineering task force within my team at our company. So even though we are sales enablement folks and we are also instructional designers, there is space being made for product design engineering with regard to creating solutions, tech solutions, product solutions that really help to streamline a lot of what we do as learning specialists, right? So a lot of instructional designers will find themselves only writing scripts or only creating graphic design materials or only putting together job aids or creating online e-learning experiences or maybe some AI-driven experiences to help train other people at the company. And there's nothing wrong with that. Love to see that. But this particular task force is taking all of those things and driving it forward with AI-driven solutions and AI co-creation so that we can really start to redefine what it means to be an instructional designer and sales enablement specialist by including solutions that help us to design more quickly, but also gather and analyze data, also really start to court different ways that we can use both traditional design and artificial intellectual design to make learning experiences more interactive, more engaging, and more impactful. So I'm super excited. We have two products in the pipeline that we are working on. One of them is an MVP, and the other one of them is going to be an extension of the MVP where we are, I'm not going to tell you the whole scope of it, but we are designing a larger application that integrates all of the smaller MVPs that we've already created into one big mega solution that also extends the capability of the MVPs we've been creating. So I'm really excited about that. And it's not just a product engineering opportunity for myself and my teammates, but it's also a really great professional development and learning opportunity, because as the lead product engineer and the basically the leader of this task force, I'm also putting together some fantastic learning roadmaps so that anyone who wants to join, whether they want to do UX or UI design, security, or data analysis, automation, they get to step into that role and fully own those tasks in that role. But if they meet a certain task or a certain thing that they don't know much about or can't really overcome with their current knowledge, following the roadmap will allow them to self-train and self-develop so that they can take that course, take a small class, learn how to do the thing I'm asking them to do, and then bring that knowledge back into the task force. So it's very much a hands-on production experience in terms of product engineering, but it's also a hands-on masterclass ongoing that combines your own efforts into your growth and forces you to take that growth and turn it into completed tasks, right? So it's very actionable, very interactive, and I'm super excited that we're doing that. So that's a major win, because for a long time, I was kind of running two parallel tracks, and still am to a certain degree, of what it meant to be a successful sales enablement specialist and instructional designer versus what it meant to really step into my identity as a full stack engineer. And on first glance, those two things are not necessarily, they don't merge, right? They kind of run parallel and they can speak to each other, but they're not, it doesn't give you a neat crossover, right? But now there is a certain amount of our capacity that's been allotted so that we can merge these identities together. And so I'm really excited about that, because it allows me to really use my time more efficiently, such that whatever I'm learning outside of my job at my in my current schooling, I can apply directly to at least 30% of what I do at my job directly, not indirectly, no extrapolation, but just directly, which is really great. Hold on one second, team. I don't know why my computer does this when I'm in the middle of filming. Like, things are happening. I don't understand what's going on. Okay. All right. So are we still going? Okay, we're still going. All right. So that's number one, product engineering task force. Super excited. I'm getting the workspace set up right now. It's that part is a little slow going because I'm also on a major rollout for a massive company initiative in the B2B space. So once that's concluded, I'll be able to dedicate myself to the task force wholeheartedly. The other thing that is happening, and this is the biggest piece of news. I mean, the job thing is great, but I have actually been spending a lot of time for the past 3 weeks at minimum. I would say even like 8 weeks total, but 3 weeks specifically, developing a full stack solution, a full stack application with back end engineering and front end engineering. And I am super stupidly excited to say that I have finally come to a place where my app has reached an MVP alpha stage. where it does pretty much all of the basic MVP things I want it to do. And it is essentially ready for some level of user testing. Now, I know that that's like not typically what people do in alpha stage, but if I wanted to bring users in just to test out the capabilities and get feedback, I absolutely could. And I was able to stand that up in 3 weeks, which was really great. Prior to that team, I also did, it was mostly a software engineering project, but I finished my capstone for my certificate in scripted and compiled programming languages at the University of Phoenix. I spent 5 weeks on the capstone, and honestly, I learned way more doing that capstone and debugging than I have learned in the entire certificate. Although, like, to be honest, the certificate itself was really great. The classes were really great. They were really challenging, and it's even more challenging to have to, you know, learn and master things on a 5-week schedule. And there are definitely a lot of things I want to go back and review. So I'm not, you know, knocking the program at all. It was super challenging. It taught me a whole lot. But that capstone had your girl thriving and writhing at the same time. Okay. So literally trying to figure out how to make this app work on the back end, right? Using SQLite and Python, and, you know, just a whole bunch of different modular programming techniques. And that taught me a whole lot. So these past 2 months, the past 8 weeks have been a masterclass in software engineering and programming and coding. And I cannot be more grateful. But to be very, very specific about the app that I just designed from scratch, from the bottom up, it is a timeline. How do I put this? It is a story timeline tool for writers to help them organize their events in their stories. All right. And it's something that I have been thinking about for a long time, because I, as a storyteller, especially one who writes across a lot of lore, has a deep lore background in her series for pretty much every single series, and who typically writes multiple POV novels, I was in desperate need of a way to organize characters, events, locations, things that happen in certain locations, so on and so forth. And I just haven't been able to find a program that brings all of the functionalities that I need together in one place. The program that I've found that is closest right now is Excel, and of course it has its major limitations because it's not designed for fiction, for story, for, you know, iteration in that way, right? But it's a great organizational tool, and so that's what I've been using. But even in using that, I just have needs that are a lot deeper than what Excel can provide. So I figured I'm not the only person with this problem, so let's design an app now that I'm building the skills. And I am now at the stage where my app is officially alpha. It hits all the CRUD necessities, drag and drop, reordering, and also persistence, not just local persistence, but actual database long-term persistence. So that's for one user right now. That user is me, obviously. And of course, now that I have that alpha in, you know, under my belt, more features are coming. But to be very specific and frank, the next cycle of development is going to be more on the front end, which is very good for me because I'm actually on my second certificate at the University of Phoenix, which is advanced software development. And their first class that I'm in right now deals specifically with front end development. So I did have some AI co-creation tools, Claude, ChatGPT, draft up a prototype of the front end based on what I want the front end to look like. But now this is about delving more deeply, evolving what I, you know, the basic prototype that I was given into a UI that is relevant to the functionalities that currently exist in my app. And just making sure that I can connect everything on the front end to everything on the back end, and making sure that the user interface and user experience makes sense for writers. Okay, so this is a whole nother part of my brain that I have to sort of think about. Whereas the app development itself, we had a very simple user interface, and a lot of the thinking, engineering was about the back end, right? And, you know, if I want to delete here, how do I make sure it is also erased out of the database? If I refresh the page, is the event going to pop back up, or is it going to be gone for good? How do I actually add an event and make sure that it stays? All those things and those decisions had to be made prior to even really thinking about the UI. In most companies, you have several people who are working on these different work streams at once. You have like the back end folks who are thinking about those questions, the front end folks who are thinking about the actual, you know, design of the page, user experience, user interface. And then you also have just like the product design folks, right, who are working on their aspect. I am doing all three at the same time. And so it's like a very iterative process. You know, I start in lane one, stop at a certain point, go farther in lane two, say, okay, now lane one and lane two are connected. How are we thinking about lane three? Let's focus on these specific things in lane three. So that's how my process is going as a solo tech founder and developer. And I'm just really excited to be learning all of these things with these hands-on projects. So I'm gonna share with you guys the actual timeline app itself, probably in the next video, probably when it looks a little bit prettier, because for the next week or so, that's what I'm going to be doing. It's currently ugly alpha right now, and now we're trying to make it into, quote, pretty alpha, okay, with all the UI and UX considerations. So once we hit pretty alpha, I'll probably debut it for you guys on this channel as like a follow-along vlog, and I've been posting on my progress on LinkedIn. So I've been doing this as a part of a 90-day coding challenge, and this is day 22. So I started it on August 1st, and now it's August 22nd, and I'm just super excited to have a full stack CRUD app that also does, you know, persistence, drag and drop, reordering, and it's a great solid foundation for what it is I want, but it doesn't encompass everything that I need. And so the next iterations after Pretty Alpha are going to be specifically about designing and implementing the features that I know for a fact differentiate this app from Excel. All right, let me check the time here. Ooh, I said I was gonna stop at 20 minutes. I'm over already, so let me kind of start wrapping this up. So once again, super excited about all of that. And also, as I'm sure you have been able to pick up from this podcast already, I have officially completed and received my certificate in scripted and compiled programming languages. I am currently on track to eventually, probably by the end of May, get my certificate in advanced software development. And so this month is about software development concepts for HTML, JavaScript, and CSS, which is exactly what I need. And then the next class and last class I'll be taking for this year will be intro to software engineering, which I also need. So I'm really excited about that. I also invested in the Quick Start program that they give you some really amazing walkthrough guides for HTML and CSS, Python, JavaScript, and SQL. And so when my classes are essentially on hiatus as of mid-October, I will pick up with Quick Start, with that Quick Start program, and I'm also going to attempt to complete my free code camp full stack developer certification program as well. So the learning is really going, everything is really going very well, but as you can probably tell, I'm pretty tired. And how many divisions is that? That's outside work, actual work, God tier, storytelling / university with the app, and then my education. Wow, so that's like four divisions that's actually that are going really well. So I'm really happy about that. And I'm looking forward to debuting my timeline app once we hit pretty alpha phase. So stay tuned for that. And I do have a lot of other podcasts I want to come back at you with, but I am going to, again, have some discipline, and I will see you for those podcasts and for our next podcasts next time. In the meantime, I'm wishing you Sable and Stardust as we surf the singularity together, and I will see you next time. Bye.